My name's Sean James Cassidy. I'm an artist from the town of Parkes, Central West New South Wales. These academics saw a connection to my the patterns that I was doing to weaving patterns in the Philippines, and I'd never been to the Philippines. I'd never been overseas, and so I was invited to go over to the Philippines to study universal language and to go to the University of the Philippines and interact with people there and with the indigenous artists up north of the Philippines. Yeah, I was supposed to hang out with some professors, but I drifted into the barangays and met people there, I guess because I'm from a country town, I'm from a community, I'm not used to hanging around academics, even though, you know, I've got a lot of people in my family that are very good at intellectualising things, they're very well read. I wasn't used to academia. So I met a lot of other groups of people in the area of Quezon City at the University of the Philippines. My movements to get up north were different. I was on a small budget, and I think that helped me meet people that are not officials politically, but they've got an important say in their community because they're of their tribe. And so I didn't meet other academics up there. I met people that were strong of their identity there, of where they want to go, how they want to be represented.
Can we talk about how this led you to start Ubo Exchange?
When I was in Baguio and then I travelled to Sagada, my brief was to travel around the Cordillera, but with a tight budget, no budget, I met an artist there, a potter and innkeeper and farmer named Lope Pasayan, who I got along with very well. He wanted to protect his culture, but also he wanted to give it avenues, his culture, to grow. So the cultural exchange was to workshop in 16th century techniques at the University of the Philippines, but the end result was to have an exhibition at the Vargas Museum, and it was supposed to be a solo, and it was on universal language and my findings. And it didn't sit with me really well to have a solo exhibition because I needed reference, and also I was with another culture, and so I believed that other people needed to exhibit with me that represented my journey in that cultural exchange. What we exhibited at the Vargas Museum, we later had an exhibition, and we named it Ubobo, which means everyone comes together and shares. It's a Kankanai word, but it means a bit more than just come together and share. It's like your ancestors planted trees or looked after the land so you could do something now. So we'll use what they planted or how they looked after the land now, but that means also we should be planting trees and looking after it. So there's a continuation.
Now, you mentioned that the Ubo Exchange has transformed into an art hub. When you say art hub in Sagada, it's a physical space,
yes,
where people can create work.
Yes.
And then there's also a counterpart to that art hub in Sagada over in Parkes.
Yes.
Right? So yep. Can you talk about that collaboration?
Yes. So while I was in Sagada, I knew that I was going to I'm coming back to my town and I'm working with these indigenous people in another country, and I'd like to do this more in my own country. And, you know, my foster brother's Aboriginal, related by marriage to people that are Aboriginal. I have friends that are Aboriginal, my best friends have been Aboriginal. It made sense to do something in Australia, and so I told a few people back in Australia that I'd like to do that, and eventually I was asked to work in my area working on an Aboriginal art exhibition. And the idea was for people to use art to build confidence. Some of them were victims of domestic violence or a lot of things. It was art, using art to help unravel, fix problems or see yourself in a different light. And also self-worth, like, you know, the exhibition, people, you could see your efforts shown and then people could enjoy that and then you could have a chance to talk about it. And so, yes, I did that. So it was 2007 when I went to the Philippines. It was 2008 when I started working with Centre Care, Forbes, Wilkenya Forbes. And when I was working there, the artists that I was working with became my friends, and they're my friends to this day. And so they've joined Ubobo, and since then we've had lots of cultural exchanges. And I'm really proud of that the Cordillera and Central West New South Wales, because it's region to region. And I don't think many people are doing that. They go from region to a city. They go from a country area to the city, where it's country people looking after each other, I guess, because it's a different understanding of community.
Can we talk about the things that led to the song called Echoes?
We're going to have a cultural exchange to the Philippines, and that cultural exchange would lead up to an exhibition in the Philippines for NAIDOC Week, but through the Australian Embassy, but have it in Australia and at the University of the Philippines, and help make people aware of NAIDOC Week in another country. In the cultural exchange, we didn't want to just do art. We thought it'd be nice to have a music element. And I worked on a project in the Central West with a group called Desert P Media. So Desert P Media came over to the Philippines to go up just to Sagada, but we met some musicians in Baguio, but they were from Kalinga. So they recorded them, and they recorded some chants, and we thought that was important because we were connected to the university's sound archives, so this could be important for them. So they recorded chants and also original lyrics in Kalingan. Then we went to Sagada and they had their traditional chants and original lyrics, and yeah, just and then we had a song called Echoes.
What are the things that you're hoping to do in the future in terms of collaboration with the Philippines, but beyond that, what do you expect to do with Ubobo?
To go to other countries and do these projects would be great, and we'll eventually do that, but I think at the moment we'll still be working, it'll be a Philippines, Australian connection, Central West connection. We'd like to go back into painting, so we've concentrated heavily on music in the last few years, but we'll go back into art, and I think so we could do more collaborations with other artists, we'll have to do installations. I'm interested in really pushing installations and coming up with different angles on how to do that, and just use art music as a way of communicate and help other people find a voice through art and music.
Thank you very much, Sean.
No worries, mate. Thank you. Kakabsat ditoy cordillera busisiti ama madengeg kuma yaman miti na ipasa kultura ngasi waya waya. Ah, insinali dumaay. Ah, insinali dumaay.